All right, continuing our 2006 Toy Fair podcast, we're going to look at Gentle Giant Studios. Had a chance to stop in and say hi to them, and including the marketing genius behind Marvel Select. I'm just kidding, but one of the guys who used to work at Diamond Select, he moved over to Gentle Giant, and definitely moved from, you know, Maryland to around Los Angeles. Definitely a improvement in weather, but we had a chance to look in on Gentle Giant and see what they got planned for the next year. And one thing that should come as no surprise: Star Wars. Oh yeah, they're going to be doing some more Star Wars stuff. Now, in addition to adding some more to their line of minibus and statues, they got a couple of a cool new twists going on this year. One of them is sort of a Clone Wars style that they're going to apply towards the classic trilogy. Some pictures are probably floating around already on the web, but the definitely the Princess Leia in her white outfit is rather curvy. Let's just say that. Yes, they didn't let George Lucas get in there and strap down her breast this time. So they're planning to start a new line doing the classic characters from the classic trilogy. They had Boba Fett and Princess Leia with R2 and a couple others, and they're going to try and build on that. It's definitely a very cool style, and it looks really good. Additionally, they also have like a Rancor and a Keeper, and a variety like a Qui-Gon Jinn, a holographic Qui-Gon Jinn they're going to do, and a few other Star Wars minibus. Also, they're keeping on with the they're going to be importing Tomy helmets. Eventually, the plan is for Gentle Giant to have their own helmet line of mini helmets, basically around 1/6 scale. But right now, they're going to be importing the Tomy stuff. The Bust Ups line will continue. They're planning to make a box set with the Bounty Hunters, and to just continue on with different different series of the Bust Ups. Again, we'll get. I don't want to get too much into characters and exactly which one they're doing, or, you know, like reading down a list. That's just going to be, there's more general impressions and stuff like that. But definitely, Bust Ups are doing well. They're going to be going. They got some more Simpsons Bust Ups, some more Treehouse of Horror, and other themes for the Simpsons. There's going to be a little change, though, to the packaging that's going to apply to both Bust Ups and the Simpsons. The Simpsons were done with the they had little coffin packages. Anyway, they're changing it to more of a matchbox package. It's going to be plastic, and it's going to slide out like a little matchbox. And they'll probably be changing that over on the Star Wars Bust Ups as well later. But they're planning to continue with those. They had a bunch of Corpse Bride stuff, lots of that. They're continuing on with their Harry Potter line of statues, or statues and busts, with the Hungarian Horned Tail and a couple of Death Eaters, just a regular generic Death Eater, and then a Lucius Malfoy as a Death Eater, and Ron and Hermione to go with that. I mean, the likenesses are extremely good on those. Now, beyond that, they've got a new line of dragons. It's going to be a line of the more iconic dragons from all the Disney movies, such as Maleficent from whichever one that is. I want to say Sleeping Beauty, maybe. But I could be way off on that. I'm not really up on my Disney dragons. They did mention the Reluctant Dragon, though. Or maybe Pete's Dragon. Maybe both. But anyway, we'll have more information on that. We've got it written down and on tape, so we've got to go over that. But anyway, they're going to do a line of dragons, and it's going to be kind of a realistic approach to some of the animated dragons that have been in many of the Disney films. They're also going to be entering the fray with Lord of the Rings. But instead of just your standard, you know, like bust or anything like that, these are going to be, it's going to be kind of like a mini bust, but it's going to have a little storage in there that it kind of opens up, so you can store, like a ring. I think they were going to call it Ring Keepers or something along that line. But what it is, basically, it's going to be kind of like an ornate jewelry box, sort of. I mean, it's going to be a bust, but it's going to slide open, like with a drawer or something like that, so that way it can hold jewelry. But no pictures of that allowed yet. They're going to be importing the Johnny Depp Kubricks from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and some of the Metacom stuff, other Metacom stuff from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Actually, the Johnny Depp version. And one of the other very cool things they had, no pictures allowed, of course, was along the lines of Lord of the Rings, which was a sort of a Clone Wars animation look style applied to Lord of the Rings. So it's not just try and imagine the Clone Wars style, you know, that kind of an animated style applied to Lord of the Rings. They had a Saruman there, and he looked pretty damn cool. It's definitely a neat style that they're applying there, and it's kind of stretching it, you know, instead of just doing the okay, here's this guy, here's that guy, something a little different. But it's definitely got a cool style to it, and that pretty much covers it. They did have a little exclusive kind of a lava base Vader bust up for the swag for Toy Fair, but you know, Gentle Giant doesn't do a. They do a lot of work for a lot of other people, and they're doing their own stuff, but it's just, I think I've hit on most of the big stuff that they had in their showroom, and that about covers it for right now for Gentle Giant, but definitely we'll bring you images and more information later.